The Mutanabe Street Bombing, March 25th, 2005. In the moment after the explosion, an old man staggers through the cloud of dust and debris, hands pressed hard against his bleeding ears, as if to block out the noise of the world at 11:40 a.m., the broken sounds of the wounded rising around him, chawed and roughened by pain, while a young man runs past, shrieking at the unspeakable, a water pipe still in his hands, its tube and mouthpiece bouncing like a goose with a broken neck. Buildings catch fire, cafes, stationery shops, the Renaissance bookstore. A huge column of smoke plumes upward, fueled by the Kita Alagani, Ali Isfahani's Book of Songs, the elegies of Khansa, the exile poetry of Yusef and Al-Azawi, religious tracts, manifestos, translations of Homer, Shakespeare, Whitman, Neruda. Book leaves curl their darkening tongues in the fire's blue-tipped heat, verse by verse, the long centuries rising over Baghdad for all to see. As the weeks pass, sunsets deepen over the Pacific. Couples lie in the spring fields of California, drinking wine, making love in the lavender hues of dusk. There is a sweet apple-roasted smell of tobacco in the air. We sleep, we dream, then wake to the dawn's early field of lupin, to discover ourselves lightly dusted in ash, with the poems of Sulma and Sayab in our hair, Sadi on our eyebrows, Hafiz and Rumi on our lips.